Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamis Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding a Ayin Aleph from a base, 14 lines from the bottom, Amar Rabba. So Amar Rabba by Yitzchak Amar Rav, Leidinna Priyas Milo L'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was given the mitzvah Milo, but he was never given the second part of the mitzvah of Priya, of tearing the Ur HaPriya and folding it backwards. And then as the Pasuk says, that Be'isahi Amar Hashem Yahushua, Asidacha Charba Yisura. It says, Be'isman Yahushua, Hashem says to Yahushua, make for yourself some sharp tools. And then the Pasuk continues, V'shov Mol Asbnei Yisrael Sheinis, that you should give Klal Yisrael a second Bris Mila. What does it mean, a second Bris Mila? It means a second stage, it means Priya. Says the Gemara, how do you know? V'dama Hanaftolay Mohol, maybe it's referring to those that never had their regular Bris Mila, and Hashem is telling Yahushua to give them a Bris Mila, because as we know, there were people in the Midbar that never got a Bris Mila. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, that kimulu mayu kol ama yoytsim v'chol ama yiloidim. It says that v'chol ama yiloidim b'midbar b'derech b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim loy malu. It says that b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim they did not get the bris mila when they left Mitzrayim. They did not give themselves the bris mila. So in the midbar they didn't have a bris mila. Maybe that's what Hashem was telling Yeshua to give a mila to. So it says the Gemara, it can't be because MK my shuv. Why would Hashem tell Yeshua to again go back and do the mila? At lav lepriya, it must be. It's even the people who already had a bris mila and Hashem was telling him to give them a second bris mila, to do a second stage to do priya. Umay sheinis la kushay soif mila l'tchilas mila. So once it already says shov, we already know that we're talking about priya. Why does it say sheinis a second time? It's coming to compare the priya to the mila. Matchilas mila ma'akeves, just like the beginning of the mila itself is ma'akev. Getting rid of the arla is ma'akev. Afsaif mila ma'akev, and so to priya, which is after getting rid of the arla, there's still the arha priya there. Getting rid of the arha priya, that's also ma'akev. That Nana could learn to the Mishnah. The elu hain sits in the ma'akvin es amila. The following is considered the pieces of basar that are left over that are ma'akiv the mila. It's basar chayfes rai va'atara. If there's flesh that's left over that's covering a majority of the atara, so that's ma'akiv. Ein aicha b'chuma, such a person cannot eat chuma. He's considered in an aro. And Amar Ravina, Ravina explained. V'tem Ravim bar Abba, Amar Rav, basar chayfes rai goiva shal atara. When the Mishnah says raiva atara, it's not referring to raiva the circumference, even if it's not covering a majority of the circumference, even if it's just in one spot, but it goes up a raiva of the height of the atara, so that also is ma'akev the mila. Now says the Gemara, but midbar my time ulay mo, why didn't they get the bris mila in the midbar? Yibay seima misham chol shod archa, they were too weak. Yibay seima misham dolay nashav ruach tzafaynes, because there was no northern wind that would make it sunny, Rashi says, and that would be helpful for healing. Since they didn't have such a wind, it was considered dangerous to get a bris mila. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that kol aysen arbaim shana shayisob midbar, the entire 40 years that they were in the midbar, loynashva lahem ruach tzafaynes, they never had a northern wind. My time, why not? See, bais ema mishum din ezufin havu. It could be because they were in nidoy from Hashem because of the chada egel. Mi bais ema mishum nevador anani akavay. Or it could be that the reason why they didn't get a bris mila is because that would blow away the anani akavay. The reason why that they there was no northern wind is because that would blow away the anani akavay. Now, Amra Papa, Hilkach, therefore, you see from this, that Yayma Diva, if you have a cloudy day where there's no sun, the Yayma Deshusa, or a day where there's a southern wind, and also no sun, Loi Ma'alinan Bey, it's not healthy, you shouldn't get a bris mila, Loi Misachminan Bey, and also you shouldn't bloodlet. Now, Va'inna, nowadays people do it, and since the Dashu Barabim, since so many people are doing it anyways, so we apply the principle, Shem Ripsam Hashem, Hashem watches the fools, and there's nothing to be concerned about. Tan Rabban, we learned in the Braisa. Now, kol ayis and arba'im shana shayisoba midbar lo yihayo liyom shaynashva by ruach tzafaynes b'chatz yalayla. Even though there was no northern wind, at chatzayis, there was a northern wind. And emar, as the Pasuk says, vayihi b'chatz yalayla v'ashem hikka es b'char. It's called, hikka kol b'char. At chatzayis yalayla, that's when makas b'chayris took place. Ask the Gemara, Maital Muda, what shaykh is makas b'chayris to a northern wind in the midbar? Says the Gemara, kamash malan deis ratzayin milsehi. What we're bringing from makas b'chayris is that you see from the fact that makas Bukhari's took place at Chatzais, that there is such an Ace Ratzai in Ef Chatzais. Therefore, it makes sense that there was a northern wind in the midbar at Chatzais. Says the Gemara Nu Alacha, Amar Avuna, the Var Taira Mashach Eichel B'Truma. Mida Raisa, someone who has a Bris Mila, so even if he pulls back the Arla skin, and now it's covering his Atara again, he's still allowed to eat Truma. However, Midrabanan, they said that he's not allowed to eat truma because of Maris Ayin. He looks like an aro. Now, ask the Gemara Meisve. We learned in the Braisa that Mashach Tzar Shimo. Sounds like he has to get a bris mila. Even Midaraisa, Kashan Ravuna. Says the Gemara, no, Midrabanan. It means only Midrabanan. Ask the Gemara, Dukarila, my Karila. That was such a push to the Teretz. What was the Makshan even thinking? Why did he assume that the Braisa meant midaraisa. That's Tzarech Ketanin. Also, it says Tzarech, which is a Lashon Derabanan, Rashi points out. So why did the Makshin assume that it was midaraisa? So it says the Gemara, because Ketanin b'Seifa. He made a mistake based on the Seifa. The Seifa of the Braisa gives the impression that it's deraisa. The Seifa of the Braisa says as follows. That Rabbi Yudah Aymer lo yimal, that Mashach should not get a second bris mila, v'mneisha sakani yulay. To get a second bris mila is considered a sakana. However, Amrulay, the Chachamim said, v'lo harbe malu b'mei ben kuziva, during the times of Bar Kochva, then when they're after the Romans, they made a gzeira that people had to knock at the bris milah or to become mashoch. So they went ahead and they mauled themselves afterwards. They gave themselves a second bris milah. They were able to have children afterwards. You see, it's not dangerous. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that himol yimol, that says you have to do a bris milah, you have to do a bris milah. Afilu me'epamim, even 100 times. Va'imer, and it says, as brisi hefer, the rabbi says a mashoch. Hefer is extra. It's coming to be married by a mashoch. And even a mashoch requires a second bris milah. Now the Gemara just points out, that va'imer, why did the chacham feel the need to bring a second pasuk, because v'chitei mahai himol yimol, the rabbi sits in the ma'akvin as a mila. Maybe you'll say that himol yimol means 100 times, meaning you have to keep going back for the tzitz in the ma'akvin. Tashma is brisi hefer, the rabbi says a mashach, that even a mashach also needs a new bris mila. So that's what the chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the ma'akshin understood before that who saver me the kanas of la'ashas or tamuda kra, so it must be the raisi from the fact that the chachamim are learning it from a pasuk. It must be that when the Braisa says that a mashoch is tzarach sheyimol, it means midaraisa, he needs a new bris mila. And it was a kash on Rafuna, but really v'lo, he misunderstood, it's really not true, really it's midarabanan, ukras smachta ba'alma. And the pasuk that the Braisa brings in the Seifa is really just an smachta ba'alma. Now ask the Gemara, meisve, tumtum ein eichel b'truma, a tumtum is not allowed to eat truma, nasha v'avadiv eichel. However, his wife, and his avadim, the Gemara will explain shortly, they could eat truma. The tumtum himself cannot, because maybe he's a zachar, and if he's a zachar, he doesn't have a bris mila, and therefore he's an aro cannot eat truma. It says straight out in the Braisa, not like Rafuna. It says that a mashach is able to eat truma. Andragnes eichel b'truma also says that Andragnes, who's a basman in both of Zachar and the Keva, so as long as he gets a bris mila, he can eat truma. Vein eichel b'kachim, but he can't eat kachim. Rashi says referring to the parts of the kachim that cannot be eaten by a woman, only by a man. So since an andragnes is a safik isha, so therefore he's part. So therefore, he cannot eat kachem. Tumtum in aichalei b'truma v'loi b'kachem. As the tumtum that we mentioned before, and so he's not allowed to eat truma, like we said. He's also not allowed to eat kachem, also because maybe he's in the keva. And the Gemara later will explain why the Braisa repeats tumtum. Now, ketani mias, that mashach v'nei l'kachum mo'l, hari elu aichlen tuftad ravuna tuftad. L'maisa, the Braisa is clearly not like ravuna. The Braisa says lahedya, that a mashach is allowed to eat truma. You see that there is no gzeira d'rabanan. A mashach is totally mutter. He's not considered an aro b'chlal, not midaraisa, not midarabanan. Now, Amr Mari had mentioned that tumtum inu aichel b'truma, but nashav avad of aichel, it says that he himself cannot eat truma, but his wife and avadim could eat truma. Nashav l'tumtum minale, how does he ever get a wife? He's a suffix in the keva. And he lima de kaddish, he will say that. What do you mean? If he marries a woman, so then the marriage is chal. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that tumtum shekidesh kedusha of kedusha and niskadesh kedusha of kedusha, that if a tumtum marries a woman, so it's chal, and if a tumtum gets married by a man, so it's also chal. Yeah, but says the Gemara imer damer luchumra. That just means luchumra that if they want to separate, so they need to get. But lekula mi'amrinan. Would we even say it lekula? It doesn't make sense. Safik isha, it's a safik isha. Vein isha mekadesh is isha. Or in the case where he's getting married too, so the man marries the tumtum, and he's a safik isha, it's a safik two men. So either way, the kedushin is a safik that maybe it's not chal. So of course, how would you ever have a case of a tumtum having a wife that the wife could then go ahead and eat truma? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, kishabetzav nikars in bachatz. Because really, in the Reisha at least, we're not talking about a regular tumtum. We're talking about a tumtum that's covered, but it's only his git that's covered, and his beitzim are nikar min bachatz, so it's clear that he's really a zachar. So he didn't get a bris mila, so he cannot eat truma, but his wife and avadim could eat truma. That's Abaye's teretz. Rav Amar, no, really he's totally covered. And my nashav imay, when it says that his wife could eat truma, it's really referring to his mother. And he could be the source for his mother eating truma. Says the Gemara, imay pshita, why not? I might have thought that the mother could only eat truma if she has a son from the kayin, if the son is capable of having his own children. But if a son is not capable, like by a tumtum, So then not, because the Torah says Yilid Beisad, so that's why I would have thought that you need Dafka, that he's Roy Lahailid, Kamashmal, and no, you do not need that. So that's Rava's Teretz. Now Tashema, bring your Raya to Abaye from the Sefer of the Braisa. The Sefer of the Braisa says that Tumtum in Aicholoi Bechum of Lebekachim. It repeats itself, and again, and it says that the Tumtum cannot eat Chuma or Kachim. Now Bishlam Allah Abaye, Tana Reisha Arol, Vadai Ukatani Safik, Ukatani Safik, Ketani Reisha Aro Vaday, Ketani Seifa Safik Aro. That the Reisha was talking about Kishabetza Mibachutz, and therefore really is a Vaday Aro. And the Seifa, when it repeats itself and says that a Tumtum Kanadi Chuman Kachem, that's talking about a regular Tumtum who's totally covered, and it's a Safik Aro, and Afapikani Kanadi Chuma. So then we understand the Chiddush. But according to El Rava, but according to Rava, that even the Reisha was talking about a Vaday Aro, so according to Rava, Tumtum the Seifa Lamali. So why does the Braisa need to repeat itself in the Seifa? So says the Gemara, or the Reisha was not talking about a, according to Rava, the Reisha was talking about a regular Tumtum, the Reisha was already talking about a Safik Arul, so then what's the Sefer referring to? What's, if it's referring to a Safik Arul again, it's just repeating itself. So how does Rava explain the Sefer? Says the Gemara, my Tumtum Arul. Rava will tell you that the Sefer is referring to not a Safik Arul, it's referring to a Vade Arul. Says the Gemara, that makes no sense. Hash the Safik Arul Layachul, if according to Rava, the Reisha is talking about a regular Tumtum, a Safik Arul, and he's not allowed to eat Truma, so Vade Arul Achul, you would have thought that a Vade Arul could eat Truma, why do I need the Seifa? Says the Gemara, in a Hanami, you don't need the Seifa. The Seifa is not saying a Chiddush. The Seifa is there to explain the Reisha. Ma tam kamar. It's coming to explain the Reisha. Then ma tam tumtum in aicha v'chuma. What's the reason for the Reisha that says that the Safik Arul, that a tumtum cannot eat chuma? It's because of Mimnesh, a Safik Arul. It's because he's a Safik Arul. V'arul in aicha loy b'chuma v'loy b'kachim. And an Arul cannot eat chuma or kachim. So the Seifa is explaining the Reisha.